The decision to withhold the names of people requesting restraining orders was made to comply with a 2006 federal law. Non-compliance could result in the state losing some federal domestic violence funds. But Josh Frecker of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence says there are more important reasons not to identify battered women trying to rebuild their lives. He says employers or landlords may misinterpret information they find on the court system's website.
And this doesn't happen all the time, but it certainly happens sometimes. People assume that abusers will come after them in their workplace or housing, or they sort of just look at that and think, oh, so-and-so has a criminal record. So that's one of the reasons, along with just victim privacy in general. We think it's mostly a good thing that the petitioner's names will be removed.
But Milwaukee Circuit Court Judge Charles Kahn says it's not usually a good idea to restrict public access to information about how the justice system works.
Yes, I can see that there are two sides to this, but I don't think it's clear that that this is a good public policy at all.
Bill Leaders, the president of the state's Freedom of Information Council, agrees. He says it's not clear that keeping the names of domestic violence victims secret is in their best interest. He says in some cases, employers may want to confirm that a restraining order is in place so they can help the victim protect herself. And without the website information, that becomes more difficult. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.